That's right. It is exactly 21 minutes before 8 on Rise FM in 60 minutes. Let me remind you of why we have brought in the executive mayor of Chief Albert Luthuli Local Municipality. In case you were wondering, last week on the show, we've been running several conversations. Some of the conversations was, you know, the state in which municipalities are in, and Rise FM listeners who are based in the Chief Albert Luthuli local municipality started ringing our dial. That's 0137570096, and definitely they were using the frequency 94.8, and that's how they get in touch with us. And they made us aware of what they allege is capture of the municipality. They are somewhat alleging that the former district executive mayor, that's Ubabu Muzi Chirwa, his tenure in that local municipality has somewhat yielded fruits of his family capturing various municipalities around that particular region. And one of those municipalities is Chief Albert Luthuli Local Municipality. Take a listen to one of the calls that have come on last week. We didn't really edit it. It's as it happened on the show. You're on Rise FM, good evening.
Locha.
What's your take?
Baba Solomon Ubano Steven, Ubaba, Umanda, Sivis, Nomraro, Albert Luthuli, Carolina.
Okay.
Umraro way to Utoma Uti Umaspara was Albert Luthuli, Uranwa, the Abandagachiro.
Okay. What do you mean, the secretary?
The child is there, Usmarako is there, Mfazakulapo.
So you are saying the former Gertsibande executive mayor's family is running that a local municipality?
Mm. And then from there, the tender also created by his brother-in-law, Usmarwake, the tender.
Sure.
In Carolina.
So this is happening in Chief Albert Luthuli in Kerala?
Yes.
Sure. Well, I'm shocked to hear this. So what do you want the MEC, when he gets here in the studio, what do you want him to do?
You can't do anything. The MM here is arrogant. He's arrogant. We don't have a CFO at municipality. We don't have a PMU at municipality because of the MM. Mm. This thing is a circle. It's going like this. It's a circle. Let Mandam TV intervene about this.
Okay.
If you can come in Carolina, you can know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Most definitely. I really appreciate you taking time to call Rise FM. I really appreciate it. So that's how the call went about last week. And that's not the only call, by the way. There's several other calls that came on just after that particular call and seconding what this particular listener of Rise FM was somewhat alleging. And this was also somewhat of a reaction of an interview we were supposed to have had with the MEC of COCTA, looking at the state of municipalities. But I suppose we have therefore tried by all means to bring in those who are in power to somewhat give us a sense of what's going on. We have the executive mayor of Chief Albert Luthuli Local Municipality. That's Councillor DP Nkosi. He joins us now. Executive Mayor, good evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, good evening, and good evening to your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Executive Mayor, kindly describe to us the state of that municipality, because we've been made aware of what our listeners are alleging that is happening there. But maybe from your eyes, and maybe as well as, you know, the leader of that municipality, give us a sense of your view of how things are in that municipality.
Yes, thank you very much. The unfortunate part, the line was not clear when we were playing that audio. I couldn't get of what they were talking about. But as far as the state of the municipality is concerned, we are trying, as a municipality, we are trying to provide services to our people. We are trying very hard to make sure that our governance is good. And we are also trying to make sure that we are working very well with our municipality in terms of public participation, and to also to assist other stakeholders like other departments when they are having challenges, and also to make sure that we play a role in managing our stakeholders. That's how we are doing as a municipality.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So let me try and relay to some of the allegations, maybe relay the allegations to you. They're saying that one of our listeners called in and said the municipality is somewhat being run in circles, meaning the former executive mayor of the district, that's Babu Muzi Chiro's family, is getting preferential treatment in that local municipality. He further cited that the wife of the former district mayor is working in that municipality together with the daughter, but the brother-in-law is getting tenders in that local municipality.
The former executive mayor of which municipality?
The former district executive mayor being Babu Muzi Chiro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you see, what I can say is that as a municipality, we are having this important legs or arms of the municipality. We have council, we have the municipal manager, and us as the executive. There's a differentiation when it comes to the delegation of powers. Issues of recruitment are delegated to the municipal manager, especially the recruitment of our the Section 56 employees, which are not delegated to the municipal manager. It has to go to council. Other than that, all of these issues are delegated to the municipal manager. But there are policies and procedures which are in place, where the municipal manager is sitting down and come with a panel. That panel, it do everything and recommends to the municipal manager and make sure that he everything is done according to the legislation and the policies that were approved by council.
Yeah.
That's how far I can, I can say. As to who is employed, unfortunately, according to the policy of the municipality, when people are employed, it is not asked as to they are related to. Or what is happening is that they are filling the form, the application form, which requires everything and check the criteria and the requirements. That's how the policy stipulates. You only to find that anyone can be employed in the municipality, irrespective as who he or she knows or related to whosoever. Everyone can be employed in the municipality because of the policy that I'm referring to.
Yeah. Yes. I'm noting your calls as they are coming in Mpumalanga. I can tell quite a number of the phone calls are coming in, but we'll definitely ask our attentions to somewhat look into the problem, because they're coming in as missed calls to us. But definitely bear with us as we fix that particular line while we have the executive mayor on the line. Executive mayor, part of the allegations is that the municipality doesn't have a CFO. How true that is then?
The CFO?
Yes.
The CFO? Yes, no, we don't have the CFO, because the CFO who was in the term of 2016, His contract it ended at some point, but he requested to be excused so that he can go to another municipality where he had an offer. As we are speaking now, we have an acting CFO who is working in the municipality.
Yeah, but also, Executive Mayor, the allegations further to say that there are some service providers who have provided service into the municipality, but they've not been remunerated for the services that they've provided. I mean, talk us through then your payment periods. I mean, are there even service providers that have not been paid by the municipality? Yeah. So what is then the issue around those allegations that have been made?
Yes, this is also one of the administrative issue, but I can assure our listeners that the Section 71 report, which is normally being given to the executive mayor in 10 days period after the end of each month, it reflects we were dealing with it last week in the council meeting, it really reflects that our creditors, we are able to pay our creditors as and when. But our policy, it says that we must pay them in 30 days after they have put all the papers and the invoices. What is happening now, because there are so many imaging contractors politically, we requested or we committed ourselves to pay them in 14 days time. And as far as I'm concerned, we are able to meet that obligation. Unless otherwise, if the papers of that particular person are not in order, it can take more. As far as I'm concerned, there are no service providers which are owing. You can check with Eskom, because it's one of the creditor of all the municipalities. We are in current account with Eskom. It tells us that we are managing our creditors very well. I'm not aware of any person whom we are owing for a period which is more than 30 days as it is supposed to be.
Yeah. Executive Mayor, thank you so much for your time. I'll allow you to, continue your trip. I understand that we might have hijacked you this evening for you to come and address some of these allegations. But nonetheless, we really appreciate you availing yourself such a short notice to somewhat give us a sense of what's going on, because our listeners have made us aware of some of these allegations that have been going on into the municipality. But thank you so much for bringing that particular clarity, and we really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's the Executive Mayor there, Councillor Nkosi of the Chief Albert Luthuli Local Municipality, giving us a sense of what he makes or what he deems to be the truth there in the local municipality. But let's also try and react to some of you who are in that particular local municipality. Agwande, you're on Rise. Good evening, you're on Rise FM.
Good evening, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. You're speaking to Spusiso from Abitutul.
Okay, Spusiso?
Yes, I would like to reflect on the allegations made against the former mayor of
the region, yes.
Yes. I'm really in dispute with whatever the previous decan made.
Yeah.
Because I believe with the issue of the procurement,
yes,
there are processes in the municipality,
yeah,
which involves the SEM processes.
Sure.
So I'm quite sure that the former executive mayor is not part of those processes.
Yeah.
Even the councillors are not part of those processes.
Sure.
As informed by the MFA Act.
Yeah.
And then on the issue of the change in the municipality involving like the vacancy of the CFO.
Yes.
I believe the CFO got an offer and left, and there's an acting guy there, the CFO.
Mm.
And then I think again the previous speaker had some personal vendetta against maybe the leadership or maybe the administrator, because to come and say the accounting officer is arrogant.
Yes,
I mean you must elaborate on that.
Mm, so,
But then, on the overall look of the municipality,
sure,
I think it's on the track.
Okay.
There's a huge change that is coming with the new administration.
Yeah.
We really appreciate as the community of Abitutul.
Yeah. Spuda, let's allow others to also weigh in. I understand that. See, just for clarity, Spuda, thank you so much for having called. Spuda was not responding directly to the executive mayor. Spusiso was just reacting to the voice note that we played earlier when we started, that particular conversation there of you know, the local municipality. Nonetheless, I really appreciate Usbusiso having come on to the program to give us a sense of what he makes is going on there in Chief Albert Luthuli local municipality. Let's take this, Breeder. If you have any questions or you'd still like to react on to the, on that particular conversation, the number to dial 013-757-0096. So we'll take this, Breeder. When we return, we take your calls. On Rise FM in 60 minutes, thank you so much for having joined us. We're still taking some of the reaction of that conversation of Chief Albert Luthuli, local municipality. I believe you are on the line. Good evening. Welcome to Rise FM.
Good evening, sir.
Kunjani mtomdala?
Hayi, saphila kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ngikhuluma nobani ukuphi?
Ngila Albert Luthuli, baba.
Okay. What do you make of the conversation I just had with the executive mayor?
No, executive mayor, we are defender, lo baba. Asifuni ukukhuluma naso, besifuna yena straight umuzi. Asifuni ulokanyana, asifuni uba executive mayor. Because we are defender, basala bonke but plus. Angeke vele akhulume kahle. You know all the question that you ask him about awaphendula ukukhuluma nge-section what we don't want that. This thing lesikhuluma ngayo is existing la e Caroline.
Okay, so yeah, just for the benefit of those who don't know what's going on in Carolina, maybe let's use this opportunity to paint a picture of what's going on.
No, like we like the other previous caller said, umgachira is working here, umtana kusbarwak, and then stuff like that, chief. I chief.
Yeah.
That why an angez gantas was pendule like although I'm allocation list, kun mangao.
Yeah. So we have invited him. No. So we've invited him. He says let's rather let the municipality account, because these are allegations made within the territory of the municipality. Surely they can account if that is true. So that's what we're trying to do also.
No, it is true, chief. It is true.
Okay.
That is why
Okay.
It is true.
No, thank you so much for having called. Yeah. Hopefully the secretary of the ANC will come. Yeah, that's another caller there coming from Carolina saying whatever, it's true. Whatever the other caller made there previously, those allegations are true. And Usbusiso said that no, those callers, especially the one I played earlier, Spuda said no. What if that person has got a vendetta against the leadership of the municipality? Even though the executive mayor has come on and addressed some of those allegations. Yeah, we'll try. Hopefully, the secretary of the African National Congress will come to the program, because we understand that his office is already listening. They did give us an indication that they are also listening to this conversation. So, yeah, hopefully they will somewhat persuade their leader to come through to the program.